You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM on this midweek Wednesday. Another beautiful day in eastern Iowa as we approach 70 degrees and even surpassing 70 degrees in some locales. Scott Unash with you from our studios here on the southwest side. Buttons, he is on the other side of the glass once again today. And Mark Dukes from his porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You had a published photo of you doing the show yesterday. Were you aware of this, Mark?
I was, and I wasn't happy about it. Some folks enjoyed it, especially the one that took the video. And I said, you know, you cannot video a live radio show and put it out. Well, you can, I guess. I was just kidding, but we don't need that. We just don't need that.
No, no. I think I have an idea who did that.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Just saying. It was all done with the best of intentions, though.
Yeah, I think so. But maybe not.
All right. We are coming your way.
It's all good.
Yes, it is. It is all good. We're coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us. Also available on the stream at KGYMRadio.com, your mobile app, at KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Good show coming up for you. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us, and we will talk fantasy football with you. And, of course, when we talk fantasy football with Chris Liss as well as Tristan Cockcroft, it is brought to you by I'm On Communications. Got your own team. We've got the pickup tips, player updates, trades, injury updates, all things fantasy football. It's brought to you by I'm On Communications. They're also the proud sponsor of the KGYM Knockout Pool, which is going on right now. So we'll have an opportunity to talk to Chris, and your phone calls and texts are welcome at 319-366-1600. Lots to get to today. We've got COVID news in the National Football League that could possibly impact a game tomorrow evening that we are slated to bring you from Westwood One, as the Packers and the 49ers are going to go at it. That will be on all of our frequencies tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock. So we have that going on. Update you what's happening at state volleyball as semifinal Wednesday is underway. And as I mentioned, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. And also some local sad news today as well. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But I guess we start off with... by the way, hopefully everybody with not a full night of sleep is doing well today. That's all we will say. We will move on. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have
about,
no
Scott.
Idea what anyone is talking about or whatever. But anyway, we have COVID news out there as far as the National Football League is concerned, Mark. And it has to do with the two teams that are going to be meeting up tomorrow night, or at least still scheduled to be meeting up tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, the 49ers and Packers scheduled to get together tomorrow night. By the way, that game still is on.
Yep.
But there's still questions about both teams. Actually, the Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon got a positive COVID-19 test. And there was a positive in the 49ers camp, which caused San Francisco to shut down its facility a day before the game is scheduled to be played. Now, just because a facility is closed or there's a positive test doesn't mean that game necessarily or any others will be called off. The Jets and Colts had a similar situation in their matchup, and that game went on as scheduled. So if there's any news there, we'll bring it to you. One of the pieces of news out this afternoon is that Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford is on the COVID list.
Yep.
So we'll see what that means for the Lions.
That is just coming out, Sports Illustrated, and also, well, the Detroit Lions have just put this out on their official Twitter page. Yes, Matthew Stafford is on the reserve COVID-19 list. Of course, Andy Dalton on that as well for the Dallas Cowboys. Also, he's battling concussion symptoms as well. So the Lions now facing a different quarterback situation, if you will. And they will have a different quarterback coming up for their who knows how long that will be. That Stafford will be out. Lions right now around the 500 mark. I think a game under 500 as far as the NFC North is concerned. 319-366-1600 here at 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here today. As we have that going on, we've got the state volleyball tournament. Get you updated on that. It's been a good day for Eastern Iowa so far today at state volleyball. As we have the 5A and the 4A championship all set up and ready to go. And let's take a look, first of all, in Class 5A. Congratulations, Mark, to the Bolts. The Lightning of Iowa City Liberty are to their first championship game in school history as they took out number one seeded and number one rated West Des Moines Dowling today, 3-2. So it'll be the Liberty Lightning going up against the Ankeny Hawks. And Ankeny, number two rated and number two seeded. Liberty, the number five seed. That will be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So good job by the Bolts and Randy Dolson. And I know Mike Morrison and everybody down there with Liberty are very, very proud folks today indeed.
Yeah, I think all of Eastern Iowa liked that result. And anytime an Eastern Iowa team can beat a Dowling, or now it has to get past Ankeny, as you mentioned, a very tough team. But as you remember, Jeff Linder, who covers volleyball for the Gazette, told us in his most recent appearance on the show that he thought Liberty was a powerhouse waiting to happen. Well, it's happening.
Yeah, and they are still pretty young, too. So not only the school, but also the team. School's in its fourth year of existence already, which doesn't seem right because it seems like yesterday Liberty was just popping up. But that's 5A. 4A, it'll be an all-Eastern Iowa final. Number one seeded, number one rated Cedar Rapids Xavier defeated fellow MVC foe Western Dubuque 3-0. They will take on West Delaware. The sixth seeded Hawks defeated Gilbert by a 3-0 score earlier on today. So West Delaware, after knocking off third-seeded Glenwood, knocks off second-seeded Gilbert. So it'll be Xavier and West Delaware tomorrow from the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, and that will get started at 12:30. So congratulations to both of those teams.
Yeah, you know, Xavier has been very impressive, not dropping a set in its first two matches at the Alliant Powerhouse. Alliant Energy Powerhouse. And West Delaware didn't win its conference title, I don't think.
They got fourth place in the WAMAC.
Yeah.
Fourth place. That's how good the league is. And they are in the championship as far as Class 4A is concerned. 3A is going on as we speak, as we have Assumption and Osage going at it. And Mount Vernon taking on Clarion Goldfield Dows in the other 3A matchup in the semifinals. And then 2A and 1A will come up later on. And then the finals will be tomorrow from the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. So that will get started at 10 o'clock all the way through 8 o'clock as they have elongated. Sessions have been split up this year. They usher the crowd out, usher the crowd in, take care of sanitation and whatnot between matches. So everybody is as safe as possible. Everyone masking up as well at the downtown venue, the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. It's still taking a while to get used to that, Mark, but I think I've done a fine job.
Well, we overcame the Five Seasons Center when that was renamed U.S. Cellular Center, and you know, it's going to be, it'll roll off the tips of our tongue before long.
They will. 319-366-1600. Yes, 86-99. Korean baseball having their playoffs. Could have been a game last night. keeping everybody up. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. $86.99. And maybe you were watching Korean baseball. I don't know. Maction is back tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you have been missing your midweek Mid-American Conference football, it is back with a vengeance coming up this evening, as you've got a total of 5 football games coming up tonight. No, 6 football games tonight. Eastern Michigan, Kent State, Western Michigan, Akron, Ohio against Central Michigan. Ball State goes to Miami of Ohio. Buffalo is at Northern Illinois. And Bowling Green will take on those Fighting Toledo Rockets coming up tonight.
I like it. I like it a lot. Nothing better than midweek college football. And this weekend, the Pac-12 gets into the mix. I'm not sure about the Mountain West. The Mountain
They're
West
on their way
this week. Yeah. But a couple really good games out there in the Pac-12, including Arizona State and Southern Cal. That should be a dandy.
Yep. Stanford and Oregon is the primetime game coming up on Saturday night as well. Speaking of Northern Illinois, it was announced, John Rothstein had this on his Twitter account, that looks like Iowa and Northern Illinois are going to meet up tentatively in a non-conference basketball game. Not the first time the Huskies and the Hawkeyes have gotten together, but it makes sense geographically and for both squads. And also came out yesterday that it looks like Iowa and Iowa State will be playing basketball, and at least it has been talked about that that will take place in Iowa City this year. Of course, last year's game was in Ames, so it would be Iowa City's turn. But we should start getting schedules as far as men's and women's college basketball early next week, because a lot of schools, most schools, have their virtual media days next week.
That's correct. And the Iowa men's schedule filling in, we know about Gonzaga. We know about North Carolina. And the reports about Iowa State and now Northern Illinois filling in there. Evidently, Drake and you and I weren't available on that date for Northern Illinois. I don't know.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Here's what we're going to do, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a local story that has nothing to do with last night. And we will kick that around with the folks out there. Some sad news out there today, and we'll talk about that. Chris Liss of rotowire.com is about 15 minutes away, and we've got a Bowling Night in America preview for you tonight as well. All that coming up on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Stick with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com, especially this fall. With all the debris collection, you'll find out about any delays or schedule changes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics, add getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com.
A tattoo doesn't have to be forever. Get rid of it at Cosmetic Solutions. They have the most complete tattoo removal available in the Cedar Rapids area. The Enlightened system can even de-ink color that other systems can't. So put your tattoo in the past. Get info at CosmeticSolutionsLaser.com.
319, back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM on this Wednesday. Chrysalis of RotoWire.com will join us in about 12 minutes or so. Your fantasy football questions are welcome for Chris. We will get that up for Chris coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. I opened a can of worms, Mark. I'm sorry I did this. about Iowa and Iowa State not playing UNI and Drake. It's not going to happen. I wish it would, and this year would be perfect for Iowa State and Iowa to play UNI and Drake. There's no reason not to, other than one major reason, and it's just not going to happen this year. UNI is number 77, by the way, in the first Ken Pom ratings. Iowa is number 12, by the way, for what that is worth. No, Cyclone Tim, yeah, we're not going to say that.
Yeah, UNI.
Go ahead.
No, UNI is supposed to be have an excellent basketball team this year, and Drake's not going to be too far behind, but it's a shame that all four teams within the state do not play, but especially this year, it's not going to happen.
No, not going to happen, so we move on from that. 320 here on the show. Very sad news today, Mark, especially for you and I and a vast majority of our audience who are golfers out there, as we'll put our golf cap on. And why not? It's 71 degrees here in eastern Iowa, at least in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side here at 321 on November the 4th. But something that has been talked about for 3-4 years, I think the first time it was talked about was 2017. But the reports today from the council meeting in Cedar Rapids last night and the Cedar Rapids Gazette with the article today, it is now official. The Jones Park Golf Course is not going to reopen, the golf portion of it anyway. It will be repurposed as far as a whatever, if it's going to be a there's talk of dog park. There's talk of just a parkland area, disc golf, perhaps to be expanded. A lot of ideas out there. They're taking the public input, I know, but one of the things it will be a golf course.
Yeah, all those things are in play, and it's kind of a sobering situation for me and for you. You and I have played that course together many times, and it opened in 1959 and has been, along with Ellis Park, a staple on the west side of Cedar Rapids in terms of golf. And, it was expanded to, originally a 9-hole course, expanded to, 18 holes in 2001, I believe, something like that. I spent a lot of days, I was a member of the, Jones Park Men's Golf Association. We played on Sunday mornings. I tried to qualify for the City Amateur when it was a team event through Jones Park, and just a lot of great memories out there. And while a dog park or winter activities, that's a big area over there. That's a big area. I would much rather see preserving 9 holes that are not going to be affected by flooding, turn it back to a 9-hole course. And this city does not have a really good practice facility either.
No,
Yeah,
I would agree.
And I think it would be very popular for a lot of folks. Jones Park doesn't even have a driving range. It's got an area you can hit balls. But, you know, a practice facility would be really, really nice. Right now we just have driving ranges publicly right now. I think that would be produce some revenue for the city. And I don't know why, the flooding has been a big part of it, but Jones Park has been a money drain, and I'm not sure exactly why. Certainly the closures were flooding and whatnot. It's happened multiple times, but you know, you can take nine holes out of that course that are not susceptible to flooding, and turn that back into a nine hole course. You know, anymore people complain about how long it takes to play golf. We don't have a nine hole course in town.
No.
Purely nine hole course. You know, get out after work and you can get nine holes in a couple hours at, you know, in the middle of summer at 6 o'clock at night. I don't know. I'd like to see this go in a different direction. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, 4,007 agrees. That would be amazing to turn that into a big practice facility, and it really stinks. It wasn't flooded. It was one of the best courses around, I thought, as far as public golf course in Cedar Rapids is concerned. And I would agree, and I will miss it very, very much. I was there. They had, when it first went from 9 to 18, it was part of a big redo. Ellis was redone. Some work was done out at Gardner Golf Course as well. And a lot of work was put into Jones. I guess in retrospect, we probably could have done maybe half the work and worked on a flood situation. But you know, looking back, hindsight is 20/20. And that's kind of that was the bugaboo. And then when the derecho went through, that was kind of the end of things as far as Jones is concerned. Could it be a nine-holer? Yeah, I think it could be a nine-holer. Some great, like I said, when it opened, I think, in 2001, we went out there. There's folks in the media and other folks invited to play. And I remember we were the first ones to play the new sixth hole. John Campbell and I, and I cannot remember the other two folks that were with us, but I know John and I were out there. And trivia right here, John Campbell, the first one to hit one into the pond on number six. And I don't think John would be angry with me to say that.
No, he's probably long forgotten it, but thanks for the reminder there, huh?
Yeah.
It was... You know, the original nine-hole course, I played that many times, and some of those holes aren't even there anymore. Remember that long par five?
Oh, yeah.
That ran, I think, to the east. It was a long par five. And then I think that was number eight, and then number nine came back the same way. It was a par four. But those holes aren't there anymore. But, again, you still have nine holes you can preserve if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Love to see... would have loved to have seen the place thrown open because I know they've been mowing the greens, not real low, obviously, but they have been mowing them. So I would have loved to have seen the place open up for with the weather as nice as it is for a few days and let golfers kind of say goodbye to Jones. And I would have tried to make my way out there. Certainly the last round I played out there was the second round of the City Am. And that had to be, what, 18 or 19? I don't even remember anymore. Don't even remember. Maybe it was 19. I don't know. 18, one of the two. One of the two, anyway. I finally figured out how to play 18. And 16.
You probably didn't figure out how to play 16, though, did you?
I did. 5-iron, 5-iron, 5-iron.
Okay, all right.
5-iron, 5-iron, 5-iron. I figured out how to play 16. I finally got 18. You just take a driver and you just bomb it left of that pond and make sure you're not behind the tree, which is probably not there anymore, and you know, wedge it on the green. I do a Bryson DeChambeau there.
DeChambeau and Unash in the same sentence.
No, it doesn't work. I try to do a DeChambeau, not with the same results.
86.99 on the text line. It's too good of a golf course to just let sit there. I agree on a nine-hole course or practice facility. 38.05 makes the holes that flood a par three with island greens.
Well, we don't have the par three in town anymore either.
No.
that kind of left. Was Townhouse the last par three we had?
Well, we had Chapman's.
Chapman's was, yes.
Townhouse, I'm not sure which closed first or last.
Chapman's closed last.
Yeah. Townhouse was a par three nine holer, I think, wasn't it? Yes. I think it was all par three holes.
If you drive on Highway 100 toward Gardner Golf Course, if you go, as you go by Collins Road and make that bend there, you're in the vicinity of the old Townhouse nine hole par three golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So. I always think of that when I drive through there. Always think of that. It was fun times back there. Fun times back there. 319-366-1600. Now we got people reminiscing about Chapman's. When did Chapman's close? That's been a while. At least, gosh, 20 years, Mark? Right? I'd have to double check, but it has been a while.
I'll have to look into that. You know, when I was in high school, at Jefferson, we used to have our first practices at Chapman's because Chapman's would open the minute the snow, well, sometimes when the snow was still on the ground, but that often was the first course to open in town.
And we were reminiscing here, 40007. My dad had his only hole in one there at Townhouse. Very good.
Hmm.
Very, very good. They had one hole, was a hole over water, like a 160 par three. That was a good one. I remember that. But right there behind, it was situated behind the Home Depot back there and stretched out toward Highway 100, Old Tama Street. 2001, Button says Chapman's closed. Thank you, Buttons. The golf course actually closed, I think, a few years ahead of that. But Chapman's Fun World shut down permanently in 2001.
Gene Chapman.
Spent a lot of time out there. That was a fun, fun area. Stage 4 theaters were out there as well. You can make a day of it out there.
Now it's a bunch of stores on that side of Williams Boulevard, and it was a fun place to go. It wasn't, you know, super. Well, it was kind of challenging. I mean, they had some really, you know, narrow holes, and
yeah.
Number nine, you could drive if you wanted to hit it over the water and right along the road. I hit a few on the road, by the way.
I did too. I may have hit a car on Williams Boulevard in the day. May have done that. I think the statute of limitations is done with that. So, 4007. Yeah, I grew up in Lisbon, and my buddies and I on Friday nights would head out there and have a blast at Chapman's. They did have a lot of fun things to do out there. So. There you go. We're reminiscing about the good old days here before we bring in Chrysalis of rotowire.com. But sad day that Jones is going to close as a golf course. So keep those scorecards. I got to go home and find the last couple of scorecards now from Jones.
Yeah, one of the great guys out there at Chapman's was Eddie Cole, who was a terrific trampolinist, I think.
Yes.
But also a very, very good golfer. He ended up marrying Gene Chapman's daughter. But Eddie was always out there and really a super guy.
Yeah, very much so. All right, we'll take a break. 3:33. We'll come back. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go. Chrysalis of rotowire.com set to answer those. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. We'll be back with more of the gym class coming up right after this on KGYM.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Check engine light on? That's what we're here for. Let's head out to your car. This is our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It's what we use to help troubleshoot your check engine light. It analyzes your specific vehicle information to give you the code you need to know, and even tells you the likely issue. And if you're feeling like you need a bit of help with the fix, we know some of the best repair shops around. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We welcome you back to the gym class here on KGYM. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as your mobile app and smart speaker. 9843, I bought a few sleeves of golf balls that are still probably at the bottom of the Jones Park Pond. Which pond? Please be more specific in your answer. There are a lot of them out there in the new Jones, which is now the old Jones. In case you were just joining us, Jones Golf Course is going to be closed here and repurposed in Cedar Rapids. 3:37, we'll get you Bowling Night in America preview coming up in just a moment. But it is Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk fantasy sports, fantasy football to be exact. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us now. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. As Chris joins us here, and that was heartbreaking on Monday night, Chris.
It was disgusting. It was truly an abomination. I mean, first off, the refs were terrible. You know, the refs should run for office.
The whole weekend, the refs were bad in the NFL.
Oh, they were bad. But the Giants refs, it was like four calls that all went against the Giants. Secondly, Danny Dimes missed Slayton a couple of times for would-be touchdowns, and he missed Sterling Shepard. I know that Brian Greasy was saying Shepard didn't run the route, but I think the ball is still overthrown. So, you know, it was a bad day, not only because we should have won against a good team, beat Brady yet again. We love beating Brady. But also because I'm the biggest Daniel Jones apologist, and now I'm out. Like, if we get a quarterback, if there's a decent quarterback where we're picking, which should be pretty early, we got to take him. Like, I just, Daniel Jones' lack of awareness, and just, he works hard. He's a good athlete. He's got a good arm, but he just doesn't have the feel. And as a Giants fan, that's a sad day for me to just realize I got to give up on my guy.
Hey, Chris, how soon, excuse me, if at all, should we expect production from Antonio Brown in Tampa Bay?
I mean, we got to see what Chris Godwin's status is this week because he's got a broken finger. He went through a walkthrough, but obviously you can go through any kind of walkthrough if it's your finger that's hurt. They still don't know how he's gonna, whether he can play and catch passes. And if he's out, you know, it looks pretty good for Antonio Brown. I mean, I think he'll get going right away. Now, he may not play full complement of snaps because, you know, receivers have to block and they, you know, he's been out of football a while. But, you know, Brady loves him. Brady took him around Tampa, lobbied to get him. So I think he'll get a few targets right away. So I'm going to use Antonio Brown in one league, and I think they'll get him in there pretty quick.
It's kind of the same strategy of Le'Veon Bell, but he didn't get to the end zone against the Jets last weekend. Didn't cost me, though.
Yeah, well, you got to realize, Scott, it's like, who's taking revenge on whom? Like, Le'Veon Bell got signed to a massive contract by the Jets, didn't do much, and then got released to the Super Bowl favorite. So I don't know if Le'Veon Bell is that mad at the Jets. You know, he did just fine by the Jets.
True. Very true. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is the phone line as well. Let's get right to it as the text starting to come in. Let's start with 0789. Not sure what type of league he is in, but asks Ryan Tannehill or Lamar Jackson.
That's actually kind of close. I'm going to say Tannehill, if you're going to play it safe, if you're a favorite, Lamar Jackson, if you're swinging for the fences.
2291 is in a standard league and needs to pick one of the four wide receivers, Juju, Devontae Parker, Cole Beasley, Sterling Shepard.
Oof. I'm going to go tough because Devontae Parker is going to get Patrick Peterson probably. And then Juju, he's got a rookie QB. He's, you know, not really done much yet. Juju's got an easy game. I'll say Juju and Shepard. Those are the two I'll take.
Let's go to King Howe. Need three in a standard league. McCaffrey, James Robinson, James Conner, or Chase Edmonds?
I'm going to say Edmonds, McCaffrey, and Connor.
Okay. And McCaffrey should be ready to go, it sounds like, this week.
I mean, double check, but, you know, if he's playing, you got to play him.
Especially around here, Chris, horrible news for George Kittle. I think you might have some shares of him, but any tight end out there that you think might be available to pick up?
Yeah, it's kind of bleak, but Logan Thomas on the football team may you got to check. He's a little banged up. I think he's going to play against the Giants. He scored a touchdown last time. Other guys, let me just think. Denver's Albert O.
Yes,
is involved. He's pretty good. Ogunbowengbong, whatever his name is, but he looks like he's good. He looks like a player. And then, you know, you could look at Jordan Reed if he comes back, or Ross Dwelly, whichever one's left standing. But, yeah, Kittle, it's unbelievable, the Niners. I mean, it was Bosa, Kittle, Garoppolo, Mostert, Debo, Richard Sherman, Solomon Thomas. These guys will be gone for the year pretty much, like all of them. I've never seen a team have that many injuries.
Yeah, and of course, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be out for quite a while. Not probably as long as Kittle is going to be out, but he's going to be out at least, it sounds like, 3 or 4 weeks anyway. And
he might be shut down, Garoppolo, even for the year. Not that, you know, Garoppolo's not – I mean, Mullins is not that much worse than Garoppolo, but it's just incredible how many injuries they've had.
Well, quarterbacks are going by the wayside, and then you've got – sorry, Buttons, plug your ears – then you got in Dallas, you got two guys no one's ever heard of that are going to be, you know, what you had DiNucci last week, and now it's down to two other guys this week against the Steelers for the Cowboys.
Yeah, against the best defense in the league. I mean, it's going to be brutal. And then you got Matthew Stafford is now on the COVID list.
Yep.
Because I don't know if he has COVID. I don't think so. I think he just came in contact with somebody with COVID. So he may not play. So that's kind of a big one. And then you got guys like, you know, they're not like the greatest players, but like there's a bunch of guys on bye too, like Mayfield and a few others. So Goff is on bye. So it's pretty thin on the waiver wire. You might have to out of desperation, pick up Danny Dimes.
Interesting. Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us. Your questions welcome at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is also our phone line as well. Again, the same digits at 319-366-1600. 2291 says thank you, by the way, for your information. So always good.
No problem.
Always good to get a thank you out there from folks.
You know, I once got a fan letter from a listener. This is like maybe, I want to say 15 years ago, from your show in Iowa. And she wrote me a letter, and I think she was like a teenager, and she thanked me and said that she listened to the segment, and it was very nice. So I actually got a fan letter. It's the only one I've ever gotten.
And how about that? From ultra-nice Midwest Iowa.
Yes, exactly. And I swear, it must have been 2008, 2009, something like that, a long time ago.
79-66, Herbert or Rodgers, plus need two non-PPR, Jacobs, Edmonds, or Henry. That's a lot of bragging right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to go Jacobs and Henry. And then Rodgers or
Herbert.
Herbert. Yeah, that's pretty close, actually. I think I would go Herbert. There's such a mess of injuries. I don't know how they – and also, there's COVID issues in that game tomorrow night. I don't know if that game tomorrow night is going to get played tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So just play it safe and go Herbert home against the Raiders.
Well, and everyone throws a dud out there every once in a while, and Rodgers and the Packers kind of had their dud against the Vikings last week. So I'm not banishing the Packers or any of their players fantasy wise or anything like that. It just happens every once in a while.
It does. Herbert though doesn't really have duds yet. He will at some point. The Raiders could be, but the Raiders aren't great, and he just lights it up. I mean, Herbert, I'm shocked how good he is already as a rookie.
Yeah. Got more non-PPR Diggs. AB, I assume that's Antonio Brown. Amari Cooper or Hollywood Brown, need two.
I'm definitely going Diggs. And then I'll say Hollywood Brown on a hunch, but it's pretty close. Cooper's got, you know, he's got problems. And then and Brown is his first game. So I'll say Marquise Brown.
What kind of issues, Chris, do you think Seattle will have going to Buffalo this week?
Well, I don't know what the weather is. I know in the Midwest, you guys know better than me, that it's not supposed to be very cold or bad. Good weather in the Midwest this weekend. But Buffalo, who knows? And so that would be the issue, right? But Russell Wilson, remember, he played in Wisconsin, right? So that's about as cold as it gets. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Buffalo's defense is very good. I think Tre'Davious White is back, and he may be on Metcalf, and that'll be a good matchup. But I don't know that Metcalf is – I think you just let him run and throw the ball up in the air, and it doesn't matter if he's covered or not. So it'll be interesting. I think they'll both score a lot of points to build in Seahawks. I think it should be a fun game.
Rick on the text line asking, should I take a flyer on Tyler Irvin?
Yes. Aaron Jones could return, but if he doesn't, Irvin's going to be the starter, it looks like.
319-366-1600. A few more minutes here with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance, as always, is brought to you by I'm On Communications as we talk fantasy football with you here on the Wednesday edition of the gym class program here today.
We got a really good Sunday night game, Chris. Drew Brees at Tampa Bay. And any updates on the New Orleans receivers? Because I think three of them were out in that game against the Bears.
Yeah, the last I saw, I'm not in front of my computer right now, is that Sanders should be back. He had COVID. He actually had COVID. He had symptoms, but he's missed 2 weeks. I think he's better now. And Michael Thomas, I think, is supposed to play this week. He didn't make it back last week. He punched that guy in the face a few weeks ago. He had an ankle. Now he's got a hamstring. And hamstrings are tricky, but he should be back. And that, you know, obviously will make a big difference. And Tampa's very good, but they're better against the run. And if anything you learned from that Giants game, is that back four are beatable, right? I mean, Slayton was crushing them. I mean, he could have had a huge game if Dimes had delivered the ball. So, I think that the Saints can this will be a good game. I think the Saints might beat them. I think as much as Tampa's considered a juggernaut now, think they're pretty equal teams.
Just don't start Wims for the next couple of weeks from the Bears.
So much respect to Wims. You know, I love the senseless ejection. I really I appreciate that. It's good from a fan point of view.
Don't hit anybody with a helmet on.
You know, you can hurt your hand for sure.
I mean, don't hit anybody, period, but don't slug anybody if they're wearing a helmet. It seems like whatever.
He didn't go full Myles Garrett, but yeah, you know, he just gave a helmet slap.
True. Very much so.
Were you encouraged at all with David Montgomery's production against the Saints?
No.
But on the other hand, the Bears are really beat up on the offensive line.
I mean, it may be the offensive line, but David Montgomery is the guy you need when you got to get like 3 yards at the goal line and you get to a yard and a half, but he fights really hard for it. I mean, he just doesn't have the burst. He doesn't have the wiggle. He doesn't have the explosion. He's just, you know, he's kind of like Wayne Gallman or something, you know, but he got drafted more recently. Sorry, Mark. I don't want to really love the Bears, but I just don't see it. You know, you want someone who's got something. You know, you watch Darrell Henderson of the Rams. He seems to hit the hole sharply and accelerate through it. Or you watch, I'm not even talking about great running backs. I just mean decent running backs. And I just don't see that spring, the step, that burst, the vision, the cutting, the quickness. It just seems all like, okay, he goes to the hole, gets a couple steps in, and then he like wrestles with the defender for another half yard.
Yeah, and we'll see. A lot of injury news out there, COVID news as well. Hopefully the game will be played tomorrow night. I think it is in a little bit of peril, but it is on as of right now. And I know you have all these updates and plenty more injury updates and everything at rotowire.com.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's COVID, weather, injuries, there's like so many crazy factors. But, yes. RotoWire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You sign up, you get everything. And after 10 days, all of a sudden, you won't be able to come in and get in again. You'll say, do you want to pay or not? If you don't, you don't have to. That's it. You don't have any way to bill you. RotoWire.com/trial. All the injuries, all the updated news, all the rankings. Again, RotoWire.com/trial.
All right. Good stuff, Chris. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, fellas. Good luck this week.
All right, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, and his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. And check them out more at KGYMRadio.com. 3:51, we will take a break. We got a Bowling Night in America preview for you, and a little bit more coming your way after this here on KGYM.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at Pep Boys.
If I learned one thing from this great game of baseball, it's that she'll humble you. You think you've got it figured out, you check the standings, and you're in last place again. I'm Eric Rubino, Fantasy Baseball GM, and I can put my team in position to win every single time, but I can't play the games, people. At least Progressive's Name Your Price tool has options based on my budget. It never lets me down, unlike my pitching staff. Amateurs!
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes veterans in sports. Presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
At 18 years old, Yogi Berra put his baseball career on hold and joined the Navy during World War II. After training as a gunner's mate, Yogi took part in the D-Day invasion in 1944. Berra earned a Purple Heart, a Distinguished Unit Citation, two Battle Stars, and a European Theater of Operations ribbon during the war.
There are lots of great deals to take advantage of on Veterans Day. You might start things off with a free coffee, then grab a free burger, and finish with a free ice cream sundae. It's great to have free things for a day, but at Navy Federal, we offer resources, products, and services with benefits for a lifetime, because your service inspires ours. Visit NavyFederal.org/veterans to join our growing base of 1.5 million veteran members. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it is a Wednesday. That means it's Bowling Night in America, week number 9. And this preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of the original Bowling Night in America, Mark. It's week 9 because there are 10 teams in the league. We have played everyone once with the exception of this squad. So, therefore, due to brilliant math, I have come up with the fact that this is week 9.
Very sharp, Scott.
Thank
very
you.
Sharp. And of course we're past the quarter pole of this season.
We are
in the adult league, adult evergreen. Well, 32 weeks, about a quarter would be 8, right? Yeah.
Oh my. Well, that just got us panicked right there. We must now step on the gas pedal.
Well, it was a good week last week, and we need more of the same, that's for sure, to climb up the standings. Nowhere else to go but up. And tonight it'll be against Diamond Edge, the lone team we have not faced yet this year. Not sure which lanes. It doesn't matter. You're on tonight, Scott. I expect tremendous leadership out of you.
Buttons is laughing. thank you. I will try and see what happens. But yes, we play the number one team tonight. Fellow Kansas City Chiefs fan Marcus Mitz, usually one of the he is one of the top three in the league. So, and Carlos and the rest of the guys, they're a formidable group.
Yeah, you're sure to get an earful about Georgia football when Carlos is on the lanes. That's for sure.
He's gonna say, "Where's that Tennessee guy at?"
Carlos is a good man out there, but. Good luck tonight. We'll bring you results tomorrow, and there are opportunities to open bowl, I believe. Certainly the pro shop available for your perusing. Give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or visit the website maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer to the holiday season, and for the bowler out there, definitely can stop on by and check out the pro shop. They got some great deals there. New bowling ball to all the accessories that you need. So, not saying that anyone in the league, you know, has the need to go on that route, but hey, it has happened before and it has helped. So, there you go. We'll just throw it out there.
Well, have fun and good bowling tonight. And again, we need to pick up some ground here, guys.
We will try to do that. Coming up tomorrow, We will look ahead at Iowa State and Baylor. John Morris will join us coming up, the voice of the Baylor Bears. Mark, we'll talk to you then.
Talk to you then.
Todd and Alex coming up next.
At CDW, we get the importance of clear communication.
I was on a conference call, and I think my boss asked me to send her roasted beets in a can.
Talk to the experts at CDW. Using Poly headsets and cameras, they'll orchestrate a collaboration solution that lets you hear and see.